Welcome back in the zone, live from Sunbelt Conference Football Media Days. The preseason favorite this season, the University of Louisiana and the University of Louisiana Monroe sharing the top spot. This according to the coaches in the preseason announcement today. And we are joined by the head coach of the University of Louisiana, Mark Hudspeth. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Congratulations for the preseason love. You guys certainly had a great year last year. And the first question, of course, today, or the first comments, I guess, were about the near miss at Florida, but certainly a spectacular season last year, and boy, a lot of things to be excited about for your program and really the conference as a whole.
Well, we thought we did have a good season last year, obviously winning the bowl game and our second year in a row, and the bowl game, the national exposure we're receiving, you know, with playing in the bowl games and some nationally televised games like the Florida game has really helped in recruiting, because we're trying to get the Raging Cajun brand out there, and so that has helped tremendously. But, you know, we still got a goal of winning the Sun Belt Conference Championship, and that's one goal that we've fallen short of in the last 2 years, so that's one of our main goals.
When you guys, I saw that you picked with Louisiana Monroe as a co-favorite in the conference. You guys recently, I don't know when this was happening, officially happened, but adopted University of Louisiana,
right,
versus the Lafayette part. I figured maybe you guys could play off for it this year to get the title to claim it.
But yeah, there you go.
When did that come about? How'd that all come about? We've talked about that a lot lately.
Well, that was really in the process right when I was getting there a couple years ago. And, you know, everybody talks about, you know, well, we're trying to take that off. Well, you know, you look, you got the University of Texas at Austin. Mm-hmm. You know, you got all the University in Tennessee at Knoxville.
Right.
Well, we're University of Louisiana at Lafayette, but we're just going to be identified as University of Louisiana.
Yeah, and from a marketing standpoint, I think there's probably some advantages there.
Well, it's just a lot shorter.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot shorter and a lot easier to say.
Brevity's genius, coach. That's what
right.
They say.
No question.
Now, when you're looking at your team and getting ready for the season, what kinds of things do you want to accomplish? What did you get done in the spring and when you think about fall camp?
Well, when we changed defense coordinators, we made a change there, and so we've got a revamped defense that hopefully we can be much better defensively. We were really good offensively last year, led the conference in offense. Defensively, though, got to be much better. We're talented but young, so I think we'll get better as the season goes along, and hopefully our new staff can find a way to help our football team.
University of Louisiana head coach Mark Hudspeth joining us in the zone. When you're getting ready for the start of your season, of course, everybody listening back in Arkansas knows you open with the Hogs this year. How difficult is it for you to prepare for a team that you really haven't seen under this coaching staff?
Well, I'm going to tell you, what concerns me, if you look at Coach Bielema, you know, the success he had at Wisconsin and the way he won, and you look at how his teams played, very physical. And we know they're going to try to run it right at us. And so it's going to be quite a challenge going into Fayetteville and playing there. And so I just think he was the right guy for the job. He'll do a great job there getting the fans on the Kool-Aid. And but, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to compete against those guys. And we've got a good football team, and hopefully they'll overlook us an awful lot. And we need all the help we can get.
I think that's probably not going to happen. I'll tell you this much. The fans back home are already very nervous about this game, knowing what your team brings to the table. And, of course, a lot of that has to do with the fact that you've got an electrifying quarterback. Talk to me about Terrence Broadway and what you need to see, if anything, more from him this coming fall.
Well, this is a guy that didn't start last year. And our starting quarterback got hurt week four, and then Terrence came in and really took us about two games to sort of mold a little bit. And then once he got comfortable, we took fire, and I think we averaged about 37, 38 points a game from that point on. Mm-hmm. And it led us to a bowl victory. And so he's a kid, to me, has great character. He's not only talented, he's a dual-threat kid. But not only is he talented, he has great character, work ethic, team leader. And so, to me, he has the intangibles that a lot of other quarterbacks may or may not have in the country.
Well, certainly very comfortable in this facility. Is that safe to say here in the Superdome?
How about this? You know, I had a lot of flashback memories walking in a while ago now, because we've been, you know, we've played in the Superdome the last 2 years in a row. So it was fun to come back. And matter of fact, me and my wife were just down here a weekend ago. And so we're pretty close, and it's a great place to come visit.
Yeah, I was saying, when you live in Lafayette, where do you go on vacation? I guess you come to New Orleans,
come
right?
To New Orleans,
that's
yeah.
What we do, too. So we try to come down here as much as we can.
Yeah.
Your top four rushers back. I'm assuming ground game always a huge part of it, but talk to me about the run game this year for you.
Well, Alonzo Harris is a big back, and our fans will see it. Your fans, I guess, will see him number 46. He's 6'2", about 225. Good runner. He was a freshman of the year in the Sun Belt Conference 2 years ago, and so I think he can have a really good year for us. He'll need to, because we're going to have to obviously try to control the ball. We're going to have to control the clock and he can do that. He not only can he run between the tackles. If he breaks one, he can take it to the house. He's a really good player.
University of Louisiana head coach Mark Hudspeth joining us in the zone. Great parity last year in the league, obviously, Coach. You talked about you guys had a great year. A couple other teams had spectacular years as well. And, I mean, it's getting tougher. It seems like every season you're bringing in, you know, more head coaches that certainly have great resumes. It just gets harder every season. But four bowl teams last year and certainly a lot to be proud of this conference.
No question. You know, if you look at the Sun Belt Conference right now, all four teams that went to bowls are back. And, you know, to me, the Sun Belt Conference has gained a lot of respect in the last few years. To me, it's one of the top non-AQ conferences in the country. And if you look at our head-to-head results versus other conferences, I think that would speak for itself. And so it just gets tougher with the teams that we're bringing into the league. We're bringing in Texas State, who's going to come into the league with probably one of the top budgets in the whole conference.
Yeah.
Coach Francione is going to do an unbelievable job there. Then you're bringing in Georgia State, also another team with a great budget and a huge market there in Atlanta. And then, you know, New Mexico State and Idaho eventually are going to be full-fledged members. But then we're bringing in Georgia Southern and Appalachian State in 2 years, mm-hmm. and two of the top programs in the country in FCS.
Right.
And so it just keeps getting stronger, and it's tough every Saturday.
We talk a lot about when other, and of course everybody's evolving, it seems like right now from a conference standpoint. When you get into these other markets, it opens up some doors for you in a recruiting standpoint. So talk to me about South Texas now with Texas State coming in. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the Atlanta area. Does that open doors for you that maybe they weren't before?
I think so, just because your conference and your team's going to get a little more exposure in those states. And so those are two very good markets to pick up. And, you know, obviously with Arkansas State being in the state of Arkansas and Little Rock, so we've got some presence there because we signed a player last year from Arkansas. And so it's just I think the conference is a lot of upside to it.
Now, you have a lot of ties to Arkansas. We were talking before you came on. Spent some time at Central Arkansas.
That's right.
And have competed against Central Arkansas as a head coach as well. So talk to me about your Central Arkansas ties again.
Well, that was my first job as a coach, really as a graduate assistant coach. I was a graduate assistant for Coach Mike Isom. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I probably owe more of my coaching career to Coach Isom than probably anybody else. Him and Clifton Ely, mm-hmm. Clifton Ely was his defensive coordinator. Bill Keppel, Brooks Hollingsworth, just an unbelievable staff and success that Mike Isom had at Central Arkansas, and then came back and coached for him again in 1998. And so I did 3 years in Conway, loved Conway, went to Little Rock just about every other night or weekend, mm-hmm. and so loved Little Rock too, the Riverwalk. Just a phenomenal place, and a lot of great memories there in Conway and Little Rock in the state of Arkansas.
So, but that doesn't mean you're going to take it easy on Arkansas.
Well, I was trying to pitch a pretty good
trying to butter them up.
Yeah, trying to take it easy on me when I come to state. I've lived there 3 years. I've paid taxes, and so
they should give you at least a field goal to start the game, right?
There you go. They already spot us three.
Minimum. Yeah. I don't know if you want to belabor this or not, but the Florida game again, it really. You know, your program certainly very well respected anyway, but that was such a huge game. And, of course, you know, Monroe had a big win against Arkansas last year and then a near miss at Auburn. So, but talk to me about what that does for your program when you're playing against the SECs or some of the bigger BCS conference schools.
Well, I think for our guys, and we sort of treat it as, you know, you need to go in this game with a chip on your shoulder, because here's a team that probably didn't recruit you. Or didn't offer you, at least, and now you're going to play those guys. You got something to prove a little bit. And so we went down to Florida, and we had a lot of kids on our team from Florida that were not recruited by the University of Florida, and they went into that game wanting to prove they're pretty good football players too. And I thought we competed well against them, but Coach Muschamp, give them credit. They did a great job and got a great program there, and they came away with the win. But we came out of there, I think, with confidence that we could play with those guys, and had a good season. We competed well against some other good programs also, and so it'll be a huge challenge going to Fayetteville. I can guarantee you that, but it will be exciting also.
Hey, from what I saw last season, I think maybe you should spot them three. Would be probably more fair.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I know the talent they've got on that team, and last year was not indicative to that. So they've got a talented team coming back, and now with Coach Bielema and his staff, they will they'll be ready to go. I can assure you that.
When do you start camp?
We start camp August the 4th, and so we're about 3 weeks out. So our summer's over for a head coach, or you know, any coach really. When after the 4th of July hits, for me, it is just about 24/7 getting ready for the season. We had a little bit of a family vacation the last week of July, and got to sort of kiss the wife and kids goodbye until December.
Yeah, well, you're going to get two trips to Arkansas this year, one to Fayetteville August 31st, and then going to Jonesboro as well on October 22nd. And, of course, the way things look in the preseason, that could easily be a pretty pretty important game right there for Sunbelt play.
Well, it came down 2 years ago in 2011. We played for the conference championship at Jonesboro, and so it was a big game. And then last year we really did not play well, and they really handed one to us in Lafayette. So our guys, you know, as much as we try to keep it one game at a time, I'm sure that's one that they really want to have a better showing in than they did last year.
All right, Coach, good luck this season. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having us on.
You bet.
Thank you.
It's Mark Hudspeth, the head coach at the University of Louisiana. We'll take another time out here. It's 10:40 coming up. We're going to talk to Paul Petrino, who is the new head coach at Idaho. We'll talk about the Vandals' propositions for the coming season, coming off a rough year, certainly as Bobby Petrino pointed out earlier. Paul has some work to do ahead of him. No surprise there, but look forward to visiting with him as well. Stay tuned. It's 10:40 in the Zone, Buzz Radio Network.
When I get through walking these blues, when I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand.
Hey, it's David Bowser.